Elu dvarim shel gayim asurin v'isurin hana'a hayayin, we're concerned that this is yayin nesach, v'achomet shel gayim shayim yitzchilas, so yayin, even if it's vinegar now, could have been wine yesterday, and used for avodah zara purposes. V'cheres hadrioni, this was a certain kind of cask or flask that was very often used for wine. It was associated with Adrianus Caesar. I don't know if he had the patent on it exactly. So Leo held 4 patents in Lahavdil. Nothing to do with, Yayin Nesach, but he had 4 patents in corrugated tubing. The Oros Levuvin is a little bit barbaric, but one of the practices of Ovdei Avodah Zarah is that they used to cut out the heart from live animals, and they would cut out a patch of skin above the heart. It was always a circular patch of skin. So that was a telltale sign. It was used for Avodah Zarah. But you could tell based on the shape that if it was misshapen, if it was oblong instead of circular, so that was a raya, that was a simon movak, that it wasn't from the oros levuvin. Meat that comes out of a base of avodah zarah is aser, because it says if it's treif, it's zif chay mesim. Because it's considered tikrovis of avodah zarah. On the way in, it's not nearly the same problem because we say hazman alav milsa, even if you sell it to them in on the way to a base of avodah zarah. So designation does not turn it into avodah zarah until it's absolutely worshipped. That's according to Rabbi Kiva that we accept. Ahochem atarifus, a person goes to a makam of avodah zarah, asher laseis v'laseis imayim v'haboyin mutarim. So there you have the opposite phenomenon. That we don't want to, this goes back to the beginning of the Masechta, we don't want to do commerce, have commercial relations with those who are headed to a makom Avodah Zarah, because we're concerned that they'll say to their Avodah Zarah, you know, you'll never realize the deal that I just got, I just bought whatever it was, 3 Yankees tickets, you know, a good deal. So you don't want to be moded Avodah Zarah on the way out, there's no problem with that. So Meir had a chumra in this case that the yayin is the yayin shel Yisrael, but the nodos are the nodos gayim. The casks, the flasks, are those for gayim. So Meir was machir. Chamimomer min yisur nisur hana, that you can't say there's an isur hana, that a chartzane v'azagin shel gayim, whether it's the pits of the grapes or the like Rabbi Nazar mecharzanim v'azag. Lo yochel zagin are the skins. Asurin v'isurin isur hana devri remeir v'chachamim omrim lachin asurin. If it's lach, I mean, it actually has the yayin there. It's asur yaveshin mutarin. But if it's dry, you don't have to worry about that because that's not used for nesach. There isn't a gzeir against the raisins of the avodah zarah. You have to be concerned for the actual yayin itself. Hamurias is the brine of fish. Ugevinos. Base unyaki shalgayim asur v'isur nisur hana devir meir v'chacham merin inisur nisur hana. So this is a particular place where the minority, I don't know how much it was certainly not over 50%, maybe 15%, let's say, of the animals in this location were destined to be used for avodah zarah. So the cheeses that came from these animals, etc., Rabbi Meir was machir about, and the chachamim were lenient. So this ties into a much broader shita that we'll conclude with right now, is that Rabbi Meir was famous, hopefully not infamous, but Rabbi Meir was famous amongst his colleagues for being choshesh lemiuta. He was always worried about minority possibilities. He says, even if there's an 85% chance that this animal has nothing to do with avodah zarah, there's a 15% chance that the animal really does have something to do with avodah zarah, because some of the animals in these locations were, used for avodah zarah. So Rabbi Meir took a very machmir position, whereas the others took the majority took a more leading position. So in all 3 of these cases, Rabbi Meir was machmir on the pits and the skins and the nodos hagayim and their casks as well. Even though this isn't typical yayin nesach, so we're mekel across the board in all of these cases. The truth of the matter is that today, right, this is a halacha that we have to be aware of, stam yenam, that we should be aware of these things. In Eretz Yisrael, there's many, many, many wines which are not mevushal, because it's less of an issue there. Here in Chutz Laaretz, predominantly the wines are considered to be mevushal. Some people say that it's not as good. I'm not sophisticated enough to really know the difference, but there are those who feel it really has an impact on the tam hayayin. That, for that, you have to ask the connoisseurs if it's really the case.